You turn with us to John's Gospel, chapter number 9. It is a joy to be back in God's house this evening. John's Gospel, chapter number 9. I'm going to read one verse tonight. John, chapter number 9 and verse number 1. The Bible says this, and it does matter what the Bible says. It said, "And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth." You may be seated tonight. I want to preach on this simple Bible subject on "Pass me not, O gentle Savior." Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Now, I sure am glad tonight that we've got a Savior that passes by. We've sang this old song. It says this, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Though the spring, or thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven? But oh, thou art thee." Tonight, pass me not, O gentle Savior. I want to say tonight that I don't want Him to pass by because of our condition. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse number 9, our condition, we are depraved. We've got a bad nature in us. The day that God saved me, He didn't save my old nature. He gave me a new nature, that which is in Christ Jesus. You say, "Preacher, why do you need Jesus to pass by?" Well, we need Him to come by because of our condition. It is depraved. Jeremiah 17 and 9. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Even when we don't know what's in us tonight, I'm glad there's a God in heaven that knows what's in our heart this evening. Now, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not because of my condition, for I was very depraved. I wanted to do good, but there was no good in me. Paul soon found that out as a saved man. He said, "The things that I want to do, I don't find myself doing. And the things that is good for me not to do, those I find myself doing." And so, we have a very depraved nature. Now, our condition, not only are we depraved, but I find myself distressful. In Psalms chapter number 40, there the psalmist David said this, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me." I'm glad the Lord didn't recline, but I'm glad He inclined. Aren't you glad that He's interested in what not only that others have got to say, but what you've got to say? He said, "He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, because of our condition. We are depraved. Many times we are distressed. But I want to let you know in Ephesians 2, we all were doomed. The Bible said, in you hath He quickened or made alive. I'm wondering, is anybody alive in here tonight? Oh, you hath He quickened or made alive who was dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. I love verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not because of my condition. Number 2, pass me not because of His company. There's nobody like God. I've met a lot of folk in this life. Met some good, met some bad. But I've never met nobody like our God. I want to say, pass me not, O gentle Savior, because of your company. You see, in 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 18, there the Bible says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the traditions of your fathers, but with the precious blood. That felt so good, I want to say it again tonight. Because of the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I'm glad that we are in the company of the redeemed. We have been bought back by the price of the blood of the Lamb. Somebody said you ought to take blood out of your songbook. You ought to take blood out of your sermons. Then, honey, we'd have nothing to sing about. We'd have nothing to preach about, because it is the precious blood of the darling Lamb of God that hung and died for the sins of this whole world. Oh my, pass me not, O gentle Savior, not only because of my condition, but because of your company. I'm glad I'm in the redeemed tonight. Then not only are we in the company of the redeemed, we're in the company of the regenerated. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Not only are we in the company of the redeemed, but we're in the company of the regenerated, born again by the Spirit of God, brought forth through the Word of God. No wonder the devil wants to get the Bible out of our churches. The Word of God brings life. It brings hope. It brings promise. I'm glad tonight that He'll not pass us by, because we need His company in this day and this hour. I'm glad I go to church where the Lord comes by. So many sad people trying to have church without the church maker. And oh my, tonight, Pass me not, O gentle Savior, because of your company. We are in the company of the redeemed. We are in the company of the regenerated. But thirdly, we are in the company of the rejoicing. Now, I realize that happiness comes by happenings, but there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Brother Josh, I got to thinking as your children was on the platform tonight singing for the glory of the Lord. You see, that ought to be our mentality. Those young'uns have pretty much lost everything this old world had to give them. But I've noticed this about my life and your life. Only things in this world, they're only temporary. God has given some, and He's given some more. But I want to tell you tonight that happiness is only for a moment. But eternal is joyful tonight. I'm glad that joy comes in Jesus. And I sure am glad that we're in the company that can rejoice. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm convinced that Baptist has got a hold of more people than Jesus has got a hold of them. I realize you don't have to run and shout. You don't even have to be loud. But I tell you what you can do. You can worship God in spirit and in truth tonight. And we stand amongst the wonderful company of those that are rejoicing. I rejoice because my name is written down. Have you ever noticed the things that you rejoice about down here? Before long, they tear up or rust or rot away. But only in His eternal world is there joy unspeakable and full of glory tonight. Oh, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not because of my condition. Pass me not because of your company. We sure do need Him in our life. We need Jesus to stop by. You see, we're in the company of the redeemed. We're in the company of the regenerated. We ought to be in the company of the rejoicing. But we're also in the company of the responsible. We are responsible to carry the Word of God every place that we go. Because this Word of God makes a difference in our life. Oh my, the company of the responsible. You say, preacher, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Why? Because of our condition. We need Him. If you've never been born again by the grace of God, you need to get saved. Get your sins washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, because of my condition. Secondly, because of your company. But thirdly, because of your compassion. I sure am glad. I looked up that Bible word, compassion. You know simply what it means? It means to have sympathy or to show pity. I'm glad the Lord shows compassion. You say, preacher, how does He show compassion? Well, I want to say that the Lord shows compassion to thugs. In Acts chapter 9, Paul the apostle, he was minding his own business, headed down the Damascus road. You know what the apostle Paul or Saul would do? Saul would go in and he would break up meetings like this that was expounding the Word of God and worshiping the Lord Jesus. He would take them back to Jerusalem to stand trial of preaching and teaching against the Judaism laws of the land. Paul was a church thug. You say, why you say that? Because he is a thug. A lot like me and you. The reason a lot of us ain't in prison tonight because we didn't get caught. Amen? And so I wouldn't put my little do-good finger at somebody. Honey, let me tell you, we better thank God that we all didn't get what we deserve tonight. And I'm going to tell you, He has compassion on the thug. Paul, he said he was the chief of sinners. Isn't that amazing? God interested in a man like Saul, who saved him, turned him into the Apostle Paul. He did things that he was ignorant of. And I'm going to tell you, his mind hit rewind all of his saved days, wishing the things he hadn't have done. And I'm going to tell you tonight, God shows compassion on thugs. God shows compassion on thieves. Luke 23, the Bible said that the Lord Jesus was hung between two malefactors. Look that up. They were thieves. I'm glad He shows compassion on thieves. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't appreciate the way that you preach to people of that kind of caliber. Honey, if it wasn't for the grace of God, every one of us would be in hell tonight. But God showed His compassion. He showed His compassion to thugs, to thieves, and then I preached this morning, I'm glad He shows compassion to throwbacks. You see, that little lad, that little boy brought five loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? Anybody else would have released them and thrown them back. And I'll remind you, this whole world will throw you back. But God will take you back tonight. God's interested in folks that nobody else wants. Because He's a compassionate Savior. You know, if I was God, and I'm not, but if I was God, the things that people are doing now to little children, to innocent women, innocent families, they better be glad I'm not God tonight. I wouldn't need a trial nor a jury. But aren't you glad that God is a God of compassion? You know, this amazing thing to me, I've been in prisons preaching, seen all kinds of different people. I mean, from all walks of life. I've even been into a federal prison. This is what's always amazed me. The one that did the lowest deed in that whole compound. This amazing thing when I visit, say, as your preacher tonight, Jesus loves them. And that's where we've got to get our old redneck self tuned into the thing of God and the things of the Bible, that Jesus loves everybody. We're not to love their sin. That's where the church is going wrong. They're petting on sin, and they don't condemn any sin. Let me tell you, honey, straight and narrow is the way that leads to life eternal tonight. The Bible's still a Bible of standards and morals. So is He a God of standards and morals. But you never forget this tonight. Jesus died for every person in this old world. I don't care what you've done or how long you've been doing it. There's a God in heaven that loves you tonight. That amazes me, God had sent His Son for the lacks of somebody like me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. I want to say, pass me not because my condition. Pass me not because of your company. Pass me not because of your compassion. Oh, pass me not because of your country. Revelation 21 and verse 22, John saw a city. He said in Revelation 21:22, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Revelation 22:1, He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. I want to say, pass me not, O my Savior, because of His country. It is a holy place. You must be born again to go there. It is a holy country, but it's a healthy country. We're going to get no bodies. The older I get, I tell you one reason how come heaven to be sweet to me. I'm going to get a new body. I'll never hurt again. Never doubt again. Never be any more darkness. Pass me not, O my Savior, because of your country. I'm going to heaven. Are you going to heaven? We sing songs about heaven. We talk about heaven. But you better get prepared to go to heaven. I walked in that funeral home this evening. There was a man the age of many of us. God called him out Friday night. As I said this morning, I want to say tonight, part of life is dying. You better be ready to meet God. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, because of my condition. What a terrible shape I was in. Because of your company, nobody like him. Because of your compassion, Lord, help me with compassion. Aren't you glad he showed you compassion one day? Me and Renee was talking about something this week where God had brought us from. When Renee first married me before I got saved, it took the grace of God to keep us together. Somebody told her, said, you know what, he's no good, you ought to send him back. You know what, that was so. But it's sort of like Andrew and them adding up them loaves and fishes this morning. They left God out of the equation. Glad he showed me compassion. You know, I'd be so careful about how hard I'd get on people. The older I get, I guess I'm getting a little softer. But it's not so much I'm getting softer as I've learned some things. I've learned to be quiet and don't talk a lot. Listen. Somebody say, what do you think, Brother Key? You know what I'm going to say? I don't know. I tell you what I think. If it wasn't for God, I'd be in hell tonight. Oh, Lord, pass me not. Cause you compassion. Cause of your country. Ain't it going to be a blessing when we go to heaven? And I need to let some of y'all know this before you get there so you won't be disappointed. It ain't going to be a quiet side and a shouting side. We're going to be heaven together if we're born again by the Spirit of God. That'd be a blessing, have glorified bodies, have meeting all the time. Some of y'all don't like church. I don't know why you want to go to heaven. We're going to have church like we've never had church. Can you imagine? The angelic choir. You know, I heard a crazy old song the other day about, they wrote a song about their mama was teaching angels to sing. How crazy is that? That's sort of like that old song, the devil's in the phone booth dialing 911. He ain't done it. You ever thought about that angelic choir? All the hosts of heaven, we're going to join in. We're going to cry, "Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb." It's going to be folks there that you thought would never make it. As you're looking at one of them. We having a high school reunion before long. I hope I can go. And everybody turns around and gets everybody to stand up and say what they do. Oh, my. A preacher. Yep. One day God saved me. Wrote my name down yonder in glory land of the world. Give me the best church in the country to pastor. I'm going to heaven with you. And we'll say this tonight in closing. When the bus pulls up, I don't want to have my head down when I get on it. I've tried my best to start right, and I'm trying my best to finish right. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not because of my condition. Pass me not because of your company. Pass me not because of your compassion. Pass me not because of your country. Pass me not because of your church. You know, in Acts 28, Paul was shipwrecked over at Melita. The Bible said that they showed him no little kindness and received us everyone because of the present rain and the cold. I'm glad I have found kindness in the church. And then not only did he find kindness, but he found some kindling. I'm glad I've got around some folks that know how to kindle a fire. Brother Lee, your mama was one of the best ones I've ever seen. Sister Orion had heard us preaching on the radio years ago, and I'll never forget, she'd come in that storefront building. Brother Lee, I've told it all around this country. It's what she said. She said, "Preacher, say, you care if we come over to y'all's church?" I said, "No, Miss Orion, we're glad to have you. We got this building built." She come right back there about where the drivers was sitting. One morning she stood up in Sunday school. She said, "Preacher, can I say something?" I said, "Sure you can." She said, "I just want to brag on the Lord this morning." Brother Lee, you know what your daddy do? He'd sit there, the most humblest man I've ever met in my life. He'd sit there and just weep. And she'd shout. He'd weep. But I'll tell you one thing, honey. The God of glory knows where they was. And when she'd kindle a fire, it helped me in my life. Hallelujah. I'm glad I've met some folks know how to kindle a fire. that received us everyone, even though their skin color don't look like ours. They received us there. Well, and I want to say something that I'm real happy. I don't want to use that word happy, because the devil will give me 4 flat tires before I get home. But I want to say something tonight. I appreciate the growth of our church and the way they respond to visitors. There's been a family or two here for the last 3 weeks. Don't dress like us. Do you know them folks has never heard preaching? They've come back every Sunday, brought their mama with them. You say, well, preacher, what would you have done 30 years ago? I'd tried to been a bully. Don't look down. We're not praying right now. We're still preaching. Look on up here. You see, this is what I done found out. If you just preach that word and be an example in front of people and let God do the saving, the Holy Ghost, the cleaning out, it ain't for long God will build His church. You listen to me, young preachers. I run off more people 30 years ago. But this is what I found out now. Just preach the word. Love people. Stay on your standards. We ain't dropping standards. We all know how to dress. You ain't got to wear a tie, but just cover up when you come down here. Amen? That's all I asked you to do. And look like Christians. Act like Christians. But I appreciate you being patient with people. Patient. I'm glad Jesus had compassion. And just because somebody's skin color is not your color. When you go to Walmart, do you go to another cashier? Well, how goofy you'd be. Where was I at? I started running rabbits. I guess I'm done preaching. I don't want Ken in it. Ken will make a mess of it. But I want to say this. God knows where we all are tonight. What a church God has built in Bowden, Georgia. I'd have never dreamed all of my life what God's done with a handful of people. How good He's been to people. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I'm in His church tonight. I found kindness in church. I found kindling in church. I need it for my old cold heart. Somebody set me afire. That's why when the Holy Ghost moves on your heart to do something, you just need to mind Him. Be good to somebody. Love on people. God will bless your kindness tonight. Thank you for being here.